And the debate continues over what Donald Trump said about Muslims and what Hillary Clinton said it would do. He said Muslims should be banned from coming into the U.S. She said this.
He is becoming ISIS's best recruiter. They are going to people, showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists.
The next day, the Clinton campaign backtracked, saying there might not be a video, but Trump's comments are certainly fueling ISIS on social media. Trump stuck with the video claim on Meet the Press.
Nobody has been able to back that up. It's nonsense. It's just another Hillary lie. She lies like crazy about everything.
So, what is true? And has the media been thrown off the scent of what's really going on in ISIS recruitment by this debate over a video? Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. Seth, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be on, Robin.
Well, so a couple claims here. And as we said, the Clinton campaign seemed to walk back a claim about an actual video. But just to resolve it, is there any video showing ISIS talking about Donald Trump's comments about Muslims?
Robin, I haven't seen an ISIS video, certainly one that has been produced by the current leadership of ISIS based out of Syria and Iraq that uses Donald Trump for recruitment. We do see the use of presidents and leaders, secretaries of state. It's pretty commonplace to use senior American, British, and other leaders in recruitment videos. Trump has not made that list yet.
Well, and we're going to talk about a new video in a moment. But again, getting at what's truth, and you would think that if there were a video of them mentioning Donald Trump, we would have seen it by now. So we're sort of assuming that that's not true. But as we said, the Clinton campaign the very next day said, well, maybe not an actual video, but social media. And other analysts have said, NBC News quoted different analysts saying that Trump's, and here's a quote, controversial proposal for barring all Muslims from entering the U.S. is being used by fanatics and terrorist groups like al-Qaeda to attract recruits by painting the land of the free as opposed to Islam. So is that true?
They use a lot of things to encourage recruitment. They use a lot of things in their banter back and forth on Twitter, on YouTube and downloading videos on their jihadist websites. One of them has been comments by Trump, but we've seen them use, frankly, virtually every major Democratic and Republican candidate. But I will say this, there is this notion that's coming out of these radicalized sites that America may be less the land of the free than it certainly once was. And I think Trump's comments have encouraged people to say things along those lines, particularly on Twitter recently.
We'll stay there for a second. And just the notion expressed by Democrats, by President Obama, but also by analysts, that is what U.S. politicians and others just need to not do, make this an us versus them, because that's exactly what ISIS wants to. As you say, ISIS is going to use any comments and say whatever it wants. But this idea of, you know, banning Muslims, does that play into a sort of ISIS notion that the U.S. is in an us versus Islam war?
Anything that smacks of the West versus Islam walks into a dialogue that is helpful to ISIS, because then they try and portray that as we, ISIS, are the vanguards then of Islam, and they are not. So I do think it is dangerous to walk down a road in our dialogue where we are painting the West versus Islam, because that is not the case, and that when we do that, it helps ISIS rather than undermines their validity.
Well, there is a new ISIS video released just this fall. It's a recruiting video. It's titled No Respite. The narrator speaks of the United States and its leaders as being almost mortally psychologically wounded and weak, and then speaks of what it calls the Islamic State. Let's listen.
It's a state built on the prophetic methodology, striving to follow the Quran and Sunnah. Not a secular state built on man-made laws whose soldiers fight for the interests of Tawhut legislators, liars, fornicators, corporations, and for the freedoms of Saudi.
So just to explain what you're seeing there, for instance, the word fornicators, it showed former President Bill Clinton. Liars, it showed George W. Bush. So it's depicting American leaders and also goes on to depict American soldiers as pill-popping, suicidal weaklings.
This is exactly what ISIS has repeatedly done since their creation. They have used images and fairly sophisticated technology to build a narrative. That narrative is generally not based on fact. And so what they generally do is they take leaders and overstate messages. So they'll bring in U.S. presidents. They'll talk about them being liars in the sense of the intelligence coming from the invasion of Iraq, fornicators in the sense of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. But in general, this is propaganda.
Well, it's interesting because we hear that many who've been inspired by online ISIS videos are seeing footage, for instance, of women and children killed in airstrikes. This has none of that. This depicts ISIS fighters as following the Quran, following Islamic law, following a dictate in the Quran that there will be 80 countries that will align against them, and that's when they will win, following prophecy, if you will. It doesn't have those images we'd heard of in the past that were meant to incite Muslims to rise up because they were the victims. They don't seem like victims in this video.
The reality is that radicalization happens for a number of reasons. It happens for social reasons. People want to participate in an organization that they believe is meaningful or they believe is winning. It happens for cultural reasons. So we can't look at one video and state what ISIS's goals are more broadly. What they do in propaganda is they hit on all of these themes, and they're trying to then encourage radicalization based on this complex combination of social, cultural, personal, religious, financial, and foreign policy steps overseas. So what you see in the propaganda is various aspects of reaching out to individuals based on one or more of these radicalization causes.
So what does the U.S. have to do to counter that? Because analysts are saying that ISIS is definitely winning the PR war. This is a slickly produced video. They're saying that compared to the Pentagon videos, you know, just there's no contest. What is you've already said that it's not a good idea to play into the theme of us versus them because they don't represent Islam or Muslims. What else would the U.S. have to do to counter what's happening in these videos and on social media?
I think there are several things that that the U.S. needs to do, certainly needs to do better. One of them is to undermine more effectively the narrative that ISIS is winning and that anyone who radicalizes and joins ISIS either directly or indirectly through inspiration is joining a winning team. And that means undermining its control of areas, particularly in Iraq and Syria. And that has begun to happen in a few places, including Ramadi. There's also an important component of undermining the grievances, particularly in Iraq and Syria, that are supporting and working in ISIS's favor, including the undermining of Sunnis in Iraq, as well as the Assad regime's undermining of Sunnis in Syria. And then the third issue is ideological. I think it's been very clear in looking at the U.S. government, whether it's the State Department, the Defense Department, or other U.S. government involvement directly in social media, it's generally not that helpful for the U.S. to engage overtly. Where the U.S. may be able to be more effective, in some ways, much like it was in the Cold War against communism, is to support legitimate local actors that are pushing back against ISIS, have legitimacy from their communities, and are able to effectively push back against individuals who carry some Islamic legitimacy among the population.
So in other words, help perhaps a Muslim organization make a video about just how much ISIS has hurt Muslims.
Yes, and ISIS now is clearly a global phenomenon. So that ranges from local communities in the United States, local Muslim communities in the United States, to those in Northwest East Africa, the Middle East, and across the Asia Pacific, where we've seen some ISIS recruitment nodes. So pushing back in all of these areas from legitimate locals who have at least some base of support.
Seth Jones of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. Seth, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.